Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. And we are thrilled to have on the phone with us three of our favorite trainers from Anytime Fitness. We want to welcome Lisa Cruz, John McQuaid, and Courtney Renish. And we couldn't be more excited to chat it up with them and hear what is going on at Anytime Fitness. How have you been?
Good. How have you been, Mo?
You know, I've been great, thank you. This heat, though, I got to tell you, you know, even I think in a normal situation, you got to stay healthy and drink a lot of water and things like that. But it makes exercising outside a little bit more difficult, I think. And I think we just need to ward against heat stroke or heat exhaustion. Yes. So what are some of the things that you are recommending for us in this summer heat?
Well, the perfect thing would be to come into the gym in a couple weeks. We've got our six-week Don't Sweat It challenge starting on June 21st, and you don't need to be a member to participate. So that would be one way to kind of avoid the heat is by getting your workout in the gym.
Now, why do you call it Don't Sweat It?
Because we're going to help you not sweat the small things and kind of help you get started on the right path into getting started working out.
So this is mind and body.
Yep, mind, body, nutrition, we're kind of focusing in on everything.
And those three things really do go hand in hand, don't they? I mean, it's important to work together with all three of those things to be successful and be healthy long term.
Yep, that's why we're kind of trying to get all three of those into our six-week challenge. So it should be a fun challenge.
So what's the challenge going to look like, please? What is it made up of?
Yeah, so they get started, they'll meet with one of us, and we'll do an eVolt scan to kind of see where they're at to start. We'll do a scan and a check-in halfway and a scan and a check-in at the end. They get three team workouts a week, so three group training sessions a week for the 6 weeks, as well as they're getting a lot of coaching guidance. We're going to be sending them messages through the app every week to just kind of check in and see how things are going, send them new recipes, send them different things to try out. And then they're also going to be part of a private Facebook group page where they can kind of interact with the other people in the challenge as well.
So when you mentioned the scan, this is this machine that people are intrigued by, especially me.
Yeah.
Tell
especially you. When you come in.
I'm too scared. Tell us about this crazy machine, because it's very fascinating to me.
It's pretty cool. It gives you a lot of internal health information. It's more high-tech than just your basic scale. We're going to find out some more about your lean mass, your fat mass, your visceral fat levels, your muscle mass, all of these types of things, your water intake, all these different types of things to kind of see how healthy you are and just have different ways to kind of track your progress throughout the challenge. Versus just going solely off your weight.
You know what? I think that is actually a great thing that you're doing it, what did you say, three different times throughout this six-week challenge?
Yeah, so a couple times to check in and see how we're doing throughout.
So when you mentioned drinking water before we went on the air, I told you about my nighttime issues of my toes curling. Is that because I'm not drinking enough water? It's a terrible feeling. It's like the world's worst feeling. I upset the dog. I upset my husband with my toes curling. So is this because I'm not drinking enough water or eating enough bananas?
It could be, Mo. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose that.
Didn't you just get your master's degree, though, John?
Yeah, but doctors don't have master's. I mean, they do have master's degrees, but I'm not a doctor. I'm in cardiac rehab.
Oh, in cardiac rehab. Okay.
I do heart, not toes.
Okay. Well, what do you think about my toes curling?
Mo, I haven't been on in some time, so hearing this for the first time, this is new to me. That's fascinating.
Well, let's just say water can't hurt you unless you overdo the water, which most of us don't overdo it. So I think you should drink more water, Mo.
Okay, I will. When you say that most of us can't overdo it, I don't really know anybody that drinks enough water. I know people carry it around with them all day, but it's fascinating how much we need. Don't we need half of our body weight? We need that many ounces or something?
Exactly. Yeah.
There is such thing, too, as you can drink too much water. That's overhydrating yourself. That can lead to low blood sodium levels. That's known as hyponatremia. Don't drink too much. I mean, don't overdo it.
Right, but during these hot, hot months, we are so susceptible, I think, to heat issues. And so I think drinking water can only help us. So what are some of the other things that we'll do during this challenge? And how many people will be in this group, do you think?
So like I said, we're just, it's mostly focused on checking in with them to see their progress throughout the 6 weeks. And they get their three sessions in a week, and trying to just make sure they stay on task and complete the 6 weeks. We have a handful of people signed up already, and we've got quite a few people that we're meeting with still this week and next week, but they can sign up if they can give us a call at the gym or stop by or send us a message on Facebook, and we can chat with them about it to get started.
What is the phone number at the gym, please?
651-438-8818. Email is hastingsmn@anytimefitness.com.
And you, of course, are located in the Westview Center. So are you still open round the clock?
Yes.
How does that work?
24/7, yep.
365.
That's pretty nice because a lot of people work out in the morning. Some people are more afternoon people. Some people are nighttime people. And it doesn't matter when you work out, does it? It just matters that you just do it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, just trying to get it in.
So what are some other tips that you have for kids or for families now that summer is here? You know, the temptation would be to not be very active, but what are some ways right. that we can get active and stay active as a family?
Well, I mean, you kind of have your obvious ones, you know, getting outside and just maybe going for a bike ride, maybe going for a family walk, swimming, of course, when it's really hot. Some of the activities, too, that I may have done with my kids when they were little is I make a game out of yard work or a game out of chores, and that way kids don't really actually realize that they're getting a workout. They kind of just think that they're just having fun. So I think the biggest part is just, you know, being together, finding something to do that's active. And, for instance, you can have, you know, kids like kites. They like skateboards. They like jump ropes. They like any type of, you know, baseballs, kickballs, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, maybe even getting a next door neighbor's family with you and putting a game of kickball or something like that together. So a lot of things that we have in our own town that maybe we don't realize that we can go to is the park. There's actually a park in town, Lions Park, that has some great workout equipment for the adults to work out when the kids just want to play on the equipment. People can even go up to the high school and maybe run the track with the kids and do things up there, you know, climb the hills. So those are just some other activities that they can probably do outside.
I'm intrigued, Lisa, by what you said earlier, how you can get your kids to think chores are fun. What did you do? What are your secrets?
Oh, gosh. Well, some of it would be bribery, of course. But, I mean, I lived in the country with my kids, so it was like, well, if you help me pick so many weeds for so many minutes, you get to have so much more time on the trampoline. Or, you know, we're going to, you know, sometimes I bribe them with some ice cream every once in a while. I'm not opposed to that. But just keeping them active. I mean, like, how many holes can you dig when I'm putting flowers in the ground? Like, who can dig the most holes for mom? Or, I mean, you get creative in the moment, and that's just basically what I did. I don't think I ever did two things the same. So just being creative is fun.
And just staying active.
Yep, that's the main thing.
So are you finding that a lot of your regulars now are back at the gym full time?
Yeah, I think we've been seeing a lot more people coming in. You know, it's still summer, so it can be a little bit slower at times, but there's still been quite a few people in here at some of those peak times, and a lot of people that have been staying consistent with their routine, which is great to see.
And what about masks? Where do we stand with those, please?
They do not need to wear masks while they're working out anymore.
Is that just a huge, huge relief for everybody?
It's pretty nice.
I think it's pretty. I think some of those that, I'll be honest, that have asthma, I think for them working out with the masks on was a little bit of a struggle at the beginning. I mean, they got used to it, but they're really happy that they can take it off and just breathe a little bit better when they're doing their cardio.
And do you feel that things are kind of back to normal as far as COVID restrictions for you as a gym?
Yeah, I mean, as far as us as a gym, everything's pretty, it's starting to feel pretty normal. Yeah. Obviously, we're still trying to make sure people stay on top of their cleaning. We've noticed a few people needing to still clean up after themselves when they're done with equipment. But as far as, like, everything else goes when it comes to the gym, there's no social distancing rule really anymore.
We've got our full groups.
Yep, we've got our full groups. We're still trying to, you know, do our best to keep distance and sanitizing a little bit more than we normally would have in the past in a group session. But it's starting to definitely feel a little bit more pre-COVID. There's still obviously things that we're doing that are just now kind of ongoing things, but it's starting to feel a little bit more normal.
What are some of the good things that came out of COVID, do you think, for you all at Anytime Fitness?
I mean, I could say something. I guess let's go back to when COVID first started. Let's look at those months between March, April, May. I personally believe people started taking their health a little more seriously because, I mean, gyms were shut down. So people got creative with getting outside and doing their exercise outside, or they were in their homes doing exercise. I mean, like treadmills, bikes, rollerblades, et cetera, anything. We paid more attention to not just physical health, but mental health as well. So when people got in the right mindset of this is the time I need to take care of myself, I think that kind of gave them a boost of getting back in the gym, realizing how important it was to just manage your overall health. So that's one thing I've taken away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, definitely our newer members that have been coming in, I know it's summer, so it's not quite as crazy as it, you know, usually is in the wintertime, but the ones that have been coming in are just kind of like, okay, things are starting to get back to normal, and I'm realizing that this last year and a half has not been great for my health, and I need to focus on that. I need to get to the gym. I need to make exercise and nutrition a priority instead of putting it on the back burner. So I think definitely for a lot of our newer members we've been seeing, they're definitely more health aware. They're kind of more focused, and they're a little more ready to go when they come in the door.
And something that I kind of learned from some of the people coming and going, they're actually saying that, you know, after they complete their workout, how great they feel mentally as well, because exercise certainly gets us in better moods, helps those endorphins and serotonin and all those kinds of things in our brain to keep us happy. And I think they've noticed that they really do actually enjoy that workout. It makes them feel really good.
Yeah, especially those people that have been working from home still. The ones that have been coming to the gym consistently, like this is their jam, because they do everything at home. So it's like extremely nice to get out of their house, and they notice the difference that it's making just in their mental health.
And making
getting away from their home and their desk and doing some things outside. It's good to back into the world again and try and do some sort of normal activities just so you get out of your space.
Oh, I believe that. I mean, think of it. People are eating, sleeping, working. They're doing everything at home. And some people have not returned to an office, so it must be really a nice break for them to come to Anytime Fitness. So tell us a little bit more about this 6-week challenge. How can we go about signing up? And you don't need a membership, you mentioned. So tell us a little bit about that. That's a pretty nice bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, you don't need a membership. So it's kind of a nice way to, you know, try out the gym almost for the summer. It's 6 weeks. We're starting in a couple weeks. June 21st is our start date. So we're trying to get as many people signed up by early next week as if we can, just to kind of make sure we can get all their pre-start eVolt scans in and ready to go. And then it ends the end of July. So they've got nice 6 weeks to kind of try out the gym if they aren't sure if they want to join yet, and kind of get them in a good rhythm. 6 weeks is a nice time frame to really kind of make some good progress and some good habits. And then just keeping them going, hopefully, into the fall when school starts back up and things start to get a little bit crazy again. Trying to keep your routines that you've made and keep your progress going.
I think this challenge is good for anybody who's either a beginner or somebody who feels like they've even been advanced, because you can always change up your routine, you can always change up, and always learning more about nutrition and having others around you keep you motivated and progressing. So
that really is the key too. I know of a lot of your success there is that your group classes, people really do bond with each other and want to lift each other up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's We just have a little bit of time left. What else is going on?
John's back.
John, we're happy to hear you. So you took a little time and you did what?
Yeah, I took some time off, still working here on the weekends. But from January this year to May, I was an intern at Western Wisconsin Health in their cardiac rehab unit. It was my last semester of grad school, and it required an internship. So I was fortunate enough to find placement at Western Wisconsin Health located in Baldwin, about 40 minutes or so from Hastings. But I was living in River Falls, so shortened my drive to about 20 minutes. 600 hours done in their cardiac rehab unit. You know, I saw a lot there, made me second-guess myself being in that spot when some stuff went down. But at the end of the day, at the end of the internship, I was grateful that I was working with two other exercise physiologists and respiratory therapists and nurses and doctors, and helped me open my eyes to the clinical world.
Oh, I love that. Well, congrats to you. And I know that Anytime Fitness is thrilled that you are back with them. So again, if anyone has any questions, they can call 651-438-8818. Stop in. Anytime Fitness is located in the Westview Center. And we want to thank our guests today, Lisa Cruz, John McQuaid, and Courtney Renish. Thank you all. And we really wish you continued success. This sounds like a fun event. Don't sweat it. The six-week challenge is coming up on June 21st, and all are welcome. You don't need a membership. That's pretty cool. Thank you, friends. Nice to chat with you.
Thanks, Mo.
And you are listening to another edition of Community In Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. Go!